What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, also known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about going no contact or low contact with a toxic narcissistic parent, y'all. This is gonna be a touchy episode. Trigger warning if you got a narcissistic parent, y'all. Most videos you're gonna see about going no contact is gonna be about going no contact with your relationship partner, your spouse, or whoever. You mean, not a lot of people, I haven't seen it, y'all. I haven't did a lot of research either, but like, not a lot of people, I think, or I haven't seen a lot of videos pop up about going no contact with a toxic parent. It's tough, y'all. It's a different caveat. Because when you're dealing with a narcissistic parent, a lot of people, I'm reading the book Out of the Fog by Dana Morningstar, and she mentions well-intended bad advice. So when you're trying to go no contact with a parent, or you're trying to cut off a narcissistic parent that is just toxic for your life, just using you mentally, emotionally, physically abusing you as an adult, she said a lot of people will give you well-intended bad advice. They'll tell you things like, look, you'll tell your friends or whatever, like, I'm thinking about going no contact with my mom. I need to cut my mom off. I need to cut my dad off. They're just treating me terribly. They'll tell you things like, you know, look, I know things are tough with a parent. It's different with your parents or whatnot, but you only get one mom. You only get one dad. You need to just talk to them. See if you can have a conversation with them. Lay your rules out. Let them know your feelings and things like that. Not knowing that you probably already done this. You've been doing this for 20, 30, 40 years, and they still haven't got it. They don't care. Because narcissistic parents make you feel like you are in debt to them for being born. They make you feel like you are, you know, indebted to them for being birthed. Like, you're born. I helped birth you, so you need to be here. You know what I mean? So I tell people all the time, look, when you're dealing with narcissistic parents, if you decide to cut them off, or go extremely low contact with them, think of all the small caveats that come along with that. Because you can block your parents on everything. You can not give them, if you can move and not give them your address. You can do things like that to make it healthy for you. Because a lot of people have cut their parents off, y'all, and live healthier lives. But think about it. If you have siblings, there is not going no contact with the parents. You have to think about the triangulation that comes along with that. Because the parent or parents that you cut off could try to turn your siblings against you. Could try to turn the rest of your family against you. Hey, Lee cut me off, so he's a terrible son, so I don't know if y'all, look, I'm not trying to put y'all in the middle of this, but it is what it is. Y'all can't talk to him and talk to me. You can't play it. You got to choose a side. Sometimes cutting a parent off comes with cutting your brothers and sisters and their whole family off, leaving you by yourself, leaving you desolate. So you have to think about things like that as well. If the whole family is toxic, then damn, you might need to do that regardless. But like, if you have a good relationship with your brothers and sisters and your siblings, and they don't yet understand narcissistic abuse, going low contact, the lowest contact possible, could help you out. You know, because going no contact, cutting them off, I'm telling you, it could result in you having losing contact with your brothers and your sisters, your siblings, your aunts and uncles, their your parents' siblings, your grandparents. It could result, y'all.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
There's a lot of different moving pieces that come along with cutting off a toxic parent. There just is. But going no contact can be the best thing for you and your own mental health. Yeah, it's going to be tough not talking to your mom or talking to your dad. For most people, for a lot of people, some people are just like, I couldn't wait to cut my damn mom off. Some people can't wait till they turn 18 and leave the house. Some people just get emancipated at 16, 17 to leave the damn house because they can't stand it, because they're growing up in a toxic household. But you have to think about, like, before you go no contact, going no contact with a relationship partner, yeah, it's very similar where you block them, you cut off contact, you cut off all forms of communication pretty much. You make it damn near impossible for that person to reach you. But you know, in today's society, people are going to reach out to you. Like I said, I'm not telling you to cut your parent off, because this is an extremely tough thing to do. I'm telling you, if going low contact or no contact with them helps you heal from what they put you through as a child, what they put you through as a teenager, and maybe a young adult or an older adult, if that helps you, then do it. You know what I mean? Don't let anybody talk you out of it, because, like I said, again, think about your brothers and sisters, your siblings or whatever. If you're an only child, your grandparents, what are they going to think? You have to, like, I don't know if you want to talk to them first and whatnot to tell them your decision, why you're doing what you're doing. But, you know, I think about that too. I'm just, again, if it helps you heal, go no contact with them. I'm just saying, I'm pretty much no contact with my dad. I don't know if my dad is a toxic person, you know what I mean, or a narcissist, but, like, you know what I mean? I'm no contact with him for, like, the last few years. I haven't spoken to him. Like, I guess we're friends on Facebook, but I haven't had any kind of interaction with him. But when you go no contact with your parent, sometimes you might, you know, yeah, you just have to think about it. You have to think it through, because it's going to be tough. It just really is. Cutting a parent off is going to be extremely tough, y'all. It just is. You have to do it, and you can try one last conversation for closure or whatever with your parent, but that typically doesn't work out, because the parent, most narcissistic, toxic parents don't see the error in their ways. Or they see the error and they expect you to tolerate it because they're your parents. They'll tell you how much they sacrifice for you, how ungrateful you are, how, you know, how terrible a son or daughter you are. You know, a parent will cut you, a narcissistic parent will cut you off, but it's hard. They'll make it hard for you to cut them off. Because again, they'll try to triangulate the other family members against you. They'll try to create like a damn near civil war of family members and things like that. You can't be, if y'all gonna talk to them, you can't talk to me. They'll do that. And sometimes you might have to set your boundaries too. Don't pass messages about mom or to me. Don't pass messages about dad to me. Whatever. Don't, grandma, you might have to cut your toxic grandparent off. You know what I mean? Grandma is toxic as hell. She keeps the heat on 100. She keeps the heat on 95, and she expect me to sit in there and boil all day in a steam room that is her house. You know what I mean? She didn't get a fan on. She just likes it hot in there. You know, older folks like it hot. their bones are a little more brittle and whatnot, so they get colder quicker. But there's a lot to consider, y'all. But no contact is typically a super low contact, where you only talk to them when necessary and things like that, can help you heal too. And low contact is, I guess, extremely low contact or gray rocking your parent can help you heal and help you, like I said, and not necessarily not pit the family members against each other and things like that. They can go from Lee don't talk to me no more to Lee barely ever talk. I barely hear from this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Person, you know what I mean? It's different, but it helps you heal. Whatever helps you heal, do it, y'all. I'm all about the healing journey. And sometimes these parents, the way they raised you, the way they treated you, they don't deserve you in their life. Just be real with it. If they torture you, if they physically, mentally, emotionally abuse you throughout your entire life, they probably don't deserve you in their life anyway. And I know what people are going to say, but what about what they went through? Your empathy, sometimes you know your parents' story and what they went through. Your empathy, your parent will weaponize your empathy for them against you. I got abused when I was growing up, so I don't know how to parent. You lucky I did this. I'll sacrifice all this stuff for you. I'm just telling you, y'all, after all I've done for you, that's the words that come out of a narcissistic parent's mouth, quick, fast, and it ain't heard. After all I've done for you, you gonna do this to me. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow. But you have to stay strong, though, y'all, because toxic narcissistic parents will push you to the limit, and they stress you out. They absolutely will. And sometimes when you try to go no contact with the parent and they know your address, you live in the same city, they'll pop up on you. They'll make it hard as hell for you to go no contact. They'll pop up on you. They'll come to your house. They'll call you incessantly. They'll ask about the grandkids. I'm just telling you. It's, again, y'all, if you have kids, they don't want to see the grandkids. It's like, and some people, you want to protect your grandkids from your parents because what they put you through. You can't trust your parents to watch your kids, because you know how they are as parents. You know how they are as caretakers, or lack thereof, or no caretakers. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of moving pieces that you have to consider. I know a lot of people are just like, I'm gonna cut my mom off and everything be good. Brothers, sisters, cousins, family members, things like that. Some people don't want to get in between it, so they'll just stop talking to both of y'all. But just consider the all thing. If you can live with not talking, I'm just telling you, there's a lot of things you have to consider. So going low contact first to kind of test the waters can help you out before you go no contact, because just cutting them off out of nowhere could come as a shock to a lot of people. But do what you need to do to protect your mental health, y'all. Because that's one of the hardest things to do. I feel like it's easier to walk away from a boyfriend or a girlfriend, yeah, from a boyfriend or girlfriend that you've just been dating for a couple of months or a couple of years or whatnot, that y'all don't have any property, any kind of kids together, nothing ties you to that person, it might be a little easier to walk away from that type of relationship dynamic than it is to cut your mama off, who raised you, who you live with for 21 years, you know, who probably did, who might have sacrificed a lot for you. I'm not saying it's easy, either one is easy. I'm just saying if you can compare and contrast it, you know what I mean? It's a lot. And sometimes you end up in toxic relationships because you had a toxic parent. You wind it down, just like, damn, my mom was toxic. And that's why I end up with toxic women. Damn. My dad was toxic. That's why I love a toxic man. Damn. You look back at your life and you see that type of stuff. You see the behaviors that you put up with, that you tolerated, and things like that. But, you know, I'm all about healing, y'all. Whatever helps you heal, do it. I'm all, whatever helps you heal, do it. Cut them off. You know what I mean? Cut them off. Stop talking to them. Like, talk to them less and less and less. Set boundaries. If you don't have a relationship with your toxic parents, set healthy boundaries that protect you. You know what I mean? If you protect yourself, set those boundaries to protect you. Boundaries are to protect you. You know what I mean? They're not for the other person. The boundaries that you set are to protect you. If your parents keep violating your boundaries, then yeah, you might have to like cut them out of your life. You absolutely might have to. You know what I mean? You absolutely might have to. You literally might have to cut your parents off. But anyway, y'all, if they keep violating your boundaries, because parents don't like boundaries, I'm your mama. You can't set no boundaries on me. You can't tell me what to do. That type of mode right there, y'all. But I do have to hop over here, y'all. Yeah, my Zoom client just clicked on here, y'all. So I'm still doing Zooms. Link is in the bio. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, y'all, mental illness is out. If you're listening to this on my podcast, hit that 5 stars for me on Apple Music and Spotify and whatnot, y'all. I'm doing a lot of more video podcasts here and things like that. So, again, y'all, stay tuned. Like it's out. What am I saying? My mind would absolutely blank, y'all. I'm going live here more often, y'all. And by the end of June, I'm finishing my book, too. So, thank y'all. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace.